This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back here on Sports Talk. And big news, you can stream this show and WWL Time Shifted Podcast on the free Odyssey app. Tune in. And now the iHeartRadio app. Listen to the shows you love and the local content you crave when you want, how you want on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And we're going to go to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line and bring on Chris Nocke. You know, we were trying to catch up with Chris last week. Didn't work out, but I'm glad we were able to reschedule. He's the color analyst for Maryland basketball. We're going to get the lowdown on Derek Queen and, you know, maybe some Maryland basketball talk. Who knows? How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
You know, so why don't you kind of give us, we've seen two summer league games of Derek so far. There's a third one tonight. But, you know, what was your experience kind of watching Derek Queen and kind of the strides he was able to make over the course of the last season?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think strides is the operative word. I think it's a really important part of his development. He, you know, early on October, November, even the early parts of December, it was one of those things where it's hard to live up to the hype as a five-star high school recruit. You know, I mean, they don't give those away and those rankings away. And I think Derek struggled with it a little bit, sort of finding his role on a team of older guys. And then all of a sudden, just after January 1, he was like a different guy, and it's strange. I think it's a common story that out of the ashes of some painful losses, you know, you learn a lot about yourself and about your teammates and about the squad you got. We had a terrible trip out to the Northwest against Washington and Oregon early in January. And from that point on, it was a completely different DQ. I mean, Derek was engaged, animated. I think he figured out his role on the team, but also the fact that he didn't need to take a backseat to anybody. And his aptitude for the game is just almost surreal for a big guy. It was just really fun watching him develop over the course of particularly those last 3+ months.
You know, Chris, I wanted to take you back a few months because we spoke with Tavon Sadler, Coach Boog, the head coach of Nicholls State, who was connected with Maryland's basketball program as the director of player personnel for a couple of years there, 2022 and 2023. And sure, Mike Dottilia and I spoke with Coach Boog about the upcoming NCAA tournament. And the one thing that he really wanted to mention was the Crab Five at Maryland. And then he brought up Derek Queen's name. And this was before the pre-draft process, before we knew that, you know, obviously the Pelicans had all this intense interest in Derek Queen. But he said that kid was going to be a star at the NBA level. and he had the connection with Derek Queen. And, you know, when you see him, and we got to watch him play in the NCAA tournament, he hits that game winner against Colorado State. And it was a lot of fun to watch his journey early on with Maryland. And just kind of your thoughts on how he projects at the NBA level. Because what Coach Boog had said, he's got, you know, the great handle for a big man, and where his offensive game is so advanced at just 20 years old that he really could be a star at the NBA level and quickly.
Yeah, the aptitude is surreal for a big guy. Most big guys are not wired like Derek is. And I think that's fair. I think one of the things that if I were to counsel Pels fans on following this guy, he can be a bit of a slow burn, you know? And what I mean by that is you're not going to necessarily see a lot of highlights at 11. He's not flying over guys and throwing it down like you see in some of these NBA Summer League games. That's just not who he is, but he makes everybody around him better. He's got just a tremendous feel in terms of passing, finding open guys. I thought last year, and you guys will appreciate this because you're in sports every day, all day. I thought last year, if the NCAA could keep a stat line for hockey assists, Derek would have been like top five. Like, he could read a defense, make the right pass, and then, you know, the secondary pass would go to somebody wide open. But Derek was the guy who started the play. And you never get enough credit for that, but you know it when you see it. And I love what he brings to the team. He just a guy who's selfless. He doesn't need the ball to score or to be effective. And he's also one of the things you guys have seen in the first couple of games is he is a rebound magnet. You know, I mean, some guys are just that way. Loose balls, long rebounds, just go their way, and you don't know why that is or, you know, what makes him that way. But Derek is one of those guys, and at the end of the day, you look up and he's got 15 rebounds, and you're like, just another night for Derek Queen.
Yeah, you know, that is what stood out to me a lot watching Maryland play, and the chances I got to watch Maryland play was, you know, when you have a big that you can throw the ball into and it's not a black hole in college, it's such a massive mm-hmm. advantage. Adama Sanogo was one of the best at that a few years back when they won that championship game. Like, and sure, that was something he developed, right? And obviously Derek is a lot younger in that sense. But, you know, that's what stood out to me over the first two games watching him. When he gets into trouble, I think it's when he gets sped up a little bit. When he plays at his pace, you know, I think he's able to create in ways that you need a big to create. I am curious, where do you see him transitioning to the NBA level? Do you see him more as a five or a four? You know, what is your vision for him? What do you see him doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think honestly, to me, you know, and I coached once upon a time, you know, your most versatile guys are your most valuable guys, guys who can play multiple spots. And I think he can do both of those things for you. But, you know, to me, the best possible situation is for him as a mobile four. He's much more mobile than he appears with that body type. He's also able to stay in front of guys defensively who try to take him off the dribble. And he's, you know, he just knows how to play. And I think that's ultimately where he's going to end up being. Now, whether it fits into the Pels scheme to use him like that, I'm not 100% sure. But I think at the end of the day, that will be where he, you know, makes his money, so to speak.
Yeah, Chris, Jeff and I have spoken about this before. We kind of see him as the backup four on this Pelicans team behind Zion Williamson right off the bat, where, yes, he's only 20 years old, but he's got an NBA-ready body, someone that could probably contribute, you know, from day one for this Pelicans roster, at least off the bench. My question for you, though, Chris, is, you know, you said you're a former coach and you've been around the game plenty. I want to get your thoughts on the comparison, like what a pro comparison for someone like Derek Queen would be. I've seen all these different kinds of names thrown out there, and even like kind of the lower end ones are at least a little bit salivating. So just having seen him play the entire season at Maryland, you know, just want to get your pro comp for him.
You guys are going to roll your eyes, so go ahead and do it in advance, my answer. So I played at Colorado, you know, and most of my family's out west in Colorado and Utah, and I'm a Nuggets fan sort of by, just because. And I just, there are very few big guys that passed like him. Very few. And you'd be hard-pressed to name more than a couple. And the only one that really comes to mind right away, of course, is Jokic. Now, he doesn't have – I don't know that Derek has – maybe this is something you can develop. You know, Jokic now is sort of wired to get you 30 and 15 every single night. I think Derek is more than happy to get you numbers, but more importantly, to get guys involved and to be a great teammate. Maybe that's something he can develop over time. But that's the only guy I've ever seen that really has that feel and that touch and, you know, the ability to do what he does. And I was really happy for Derek that the country was able to see what he was able to do in the NCAA tournament. You guys mentioned the final shot. Of course, that was probably the singular NCAA tournament highlight, the shot against Colorado State. But gosh, he was so much more than that during the course of the year, and he had so many big games. The toughest place we play and that Maryland plays in the Big Ten is at Purdue. It's tremendous atmosphere. And Derek was, and at the time, Purdue, I think, was ranked second in the country. Derek was the best player. He just embraced it, and he was the best player on the court by an absolute mile. And it's a joy to watch a guy understand the game and play at that level.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jokic is high praise, but the fact that you're even willing to make the comparison, I think, is telling, right? The fact that you can even see the projection is impressive.
There just aren't that many guys, right, you know, that with that size that have a feel. And, you know, those guys are normally traditional back-to-the-basket guys. Now, you do have some stretch fives now, and, you know, but, I mean, Derek, he's kind of one of one. And there's just not a whole lot of people out there like him.
You know, it's funny, the word that keeps coming up every time you hear Joe Dumars talk about Derek Queen and why they loved him so much in the pre-draft process was his IQ, the basketball IQ. That's the one thing that keeps coming up every single time you hear from Dumars about him. And it just feels like with Dumars in this team building, bringing Derek Queen into the fold, the way that he mentioned it was when you have guys with high basketball IQ, they can make it work with anybody else. And Derek Queen, you know, regardless of if he's playing the four, is kind of a different change of pace four, or maybe a small ball five, he's going to make it work at the NBA level.
Yeah, and I don't take that praise lightly either. I got to be honest with you, Joe Dumars, and I can't speak to necessarily how great he is as a, you know, in management position, but Joe Dumars was a great, great basketball player and a man-made, self-made basketball player. And I think if somebody recognizes that, if a guy like Joe recognizes that in you, that's some pretty high praise. It's pretty heady words there for sure.
You know, I'm a Big East guy, so I'd have to ask. Obviously, Kevin Willard leaving was probably a bit of a surprise. You know, and there is a New Orleans connection to this question because Buzz Williams, who's the new Maryland head coach, started his career at the UNO as the head coach of the Privateers, left after one season to go be an assistant at Marquette, where he obviously had a really impressive run at. He kind of just has this like 6-year plan, it seems, at the schools he arrives at, with Marquette 6 years, Virginia Tech 5 years, and then Texas A&M 6 years. But you know, what how do you feel about the Buzz hire? You know, it's always tough when a guy leaves, but it's a nice feeling when you can pull a big name to replace him.
Yeah, and Buzz, you know, it's funny, Maryland fans are of a mind right now where let's get these 5 years going really well right from the start, because we know we've only got the 5 years, I guess, judging by his track record. But it did not end well with Kevin Willard. You know, just it was sort of mangled from a PR perspective, and some of that was on Kevin himself. The university was able to regroup and turn to a guy who's proven himself, and he's done a really good job. You know, we're in that area now, in that era now, I should say, where, you know, everybody's got a new roster every single year. And it's disappointing. It doesn't help much in terms of engendering any loyalty to fans or to donors or anything like that. But it sort of is what it is. And Buzz has done a pretty good job putting together what appears to be a really good roster over the course of, you know, just a couple of months. So, you know, it's college basketball so different now than it was even just a couple years ago, and certainly way different than it was 8 or 10 years ago. And I'm ready for anything at this point, guys. I'm going to show up and enjoy it and enjoy the seats I get.
Chris, my last one for you is the detractors for Derek Queen. We'll talk about the defense specifically, and you know, maybe sometimes at Maryland he was hidden on defense by that Maryland coaching staff, and you know, your thoughts on him as a defensive player. You've seen a little bit in summer league already with the Pelicans that maybe there's some times where he can get blown by. And I don't think it's really a slow foot problem, because he's great on offense with his movement skills. So just want to get your thoughts on him as a defender, because I think that's probably the one area that a lot of detractors will kind of take away from Derek Queen. And when you're a great offensive player like a Jokic or something like that, you don't necessarily need to be a lockdown defender. But that's definitely something that people have kind of talked about his game.
Yeah, very good question. Very valid, too. And my first response would be, it's the NBA. Everybody gets blown by in the NBA, right? I mean, it's a league full of superior athletes, the most athletic league on the planet. So that those things happen. I will tell you that, you know, teams a lot of times would game plan for that against Maryland, where they would, you know, force a switch on a high pick and roll. You're going to see that a lot next year in the NBA as well. And I thought Derek more than acquitted himself in those situations. He really loved the challenge. You could see him smile. I mean, one of the things I got to love about the kid is he enjoys playing the game. And it's not always going to end up well for him. I think particularly early in the season next year, again, I'm going to use the phrase, guys, he will be a slow burn. And, you know, you're going to be like, wow, is he ready? Is he worthy of trading up what we traded to get him? And then all of a sudden, by the time you get to January and February, you'll be really loving sort of what you're seeing at that point in time. And I think that applies also on the defensive end as well. I think that he people like to rag on him a little bit, I think largely because of the body type. He just looks like a guy who wouldn't be a great defensive player. But again, he's got the aptitude. He knows how to play, knows how to defend. He knows how to play the game.
All right, great stuff. Chris Nockey, Maryland basketball color analyst. Glad we were able to connect. Thanks so much for taking the time, man.
All right, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, well, we got it. We got the information on Derek Queen. Get you ready for that 9 p.m. tip-off against the Trailblazers out in Vegas tonight.
I'm really looking forward to watching him go up against someone like Hanson Young. You know,
yeah,
Derek Queen, you could say whatever you want about the guy, and he's pretty animated on the court. I think that Chris kind of brought that up a little bit, and we've already seen that throughout the summer league games, like where he thinks that he has a chance, he doesn't get the ball, he's like, well, you know, aggravated a little bit. But he's also got a certain ego on the court that you really, really like. And it's an ego that a lot of stars in the NBA have. So early on, this is exactly what you want to see from someone like Derek Queen. So looking forward to seeing this continue to develop in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The comparisons are interesting. And, Jokic is very a bit aspirational. I'm not sure if I'd be willing to go there yet. I've been saying Boogie, like early career Boogie, and I'm going to stick with that. I still think that's fair. I like to give, like, upper trajectory and, like, downward trajectory comparisons.
Sure.
I'd say the top that I would give him is Boogie. The bottom that I would give him is like Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah, that's...
Like, if it doesn't work out,
right,
it's because he's kind of slow-footed on defense. He's just an offensive player. Like, Okafor was a good offensive player. He just couldn't defend.
Right. And, I mean, there's some other fantastic offensive players. Boogie couldn't really defend either,
but he was so good on offense that...
Exactly. Same thing with Jokic. And you have some of these incredibly offensive big men that maybe they don't need to be fantastic on defense, but they still have a spot on the court. Because from the center position, as Chris had said, you're putting up 30 and 15 a game. And so, like, you gotta stay on the court because you're that valuable to your team.
Now, I like Derek, and hopefully the Pelicans can come up with a nickname halfway as cool as the Crab Five. Obviously, that was a little derivative, but I still fully endorse it. You've said it, like, several times today alone, and I'm a fan of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.